Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹们。
So we come to the end of the year.
我们这一年又要过去了。
And being blessed by the Lord tremendously.
我们每一个人都受了神很大的祝福。
It's not necessary quantitatively.
那不一定在这个量上面。
The most important is qualitative.
那更重要的是释放。
Because the whole year we're talking about love.
那我们整个一年呢，我们都在讲神的爱。
And I find out in our church, our love deepens for each other more and more.
我就感觉到在我们的教会里面，彼此之间的这个爱呢，越来越深厚。
And we're in the right direction.
这就是正确的方向。
Because God is love.
因为神就是爱。
The true character of God is love.
因为神真正的品格就是爱。
The supreme character of God is love.
那他最高的这个品格就是爱。
That's why the Bible says God is love.
所以圣经就讲神就是爱。
Almost equals to love as God.
哎，也可以说好像是爱就是神。
That's why God is more than love, of course.
当然，神要大过爱。
But one thing about God's creation.
那关于神的创造呢
？He created you and me.
他造了你和我。
That's a plan.
那这有一个计划。
The plan is to love.
那计划就是要去爱
unconditional
那是无有条件
for the people surround you
对你周围的人
for the people not around you
那甚至对于不在你身边的人
for the people close to you
对那些在你的很亲近的人
for the people who against you who is against you
甚至对于那些常常和你作对的人
but God's love encompasses everything
那个神呢就是爱他对所有的人都充着怜悯。
How do we know?
那我们怎么知道呢
？Jesus said, "When you see me, you see God."
那耶稣说呢，当你看见我的时候，你就看见了父。
John chapter 3:16.
在这个约翰福音第三章。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
And He sent His one and only begotten Son.
神甚至见他的独生子。
To come.
都赐给我。
To give us eternal life,
要给我们永远的生
命，
要去爱
，and even love the sinner,
甚至要爱罪人。
He come not to condemn us,
他来不是要定世人的罪。
He comes to save us with His agape love,
他来是要用他深深的爱
，unconditional love,
是一种无条件的爱。
Romans chapter 5,
罗马书第五章讲道。
It's not when we are good, He loves us.
不是在我们好的时候他爱了我们
That's human love
那种爱是人的爱
When we are not bad he loves us
也不是说我们是好的时候他爱了我们
Because we have money he loves us
也不是因为我们有钱他就爱了我们
It's not if we do this he loves us
也不是因为我们做了这个他就爱我们
Because he loves us as we are
他爱我们是因着我们的本性来爱。
It's not what we are, it's who He is.
也不仅仅是我们的本性，而是因着他自己是谁。
That's why He loves us regardless.
所以呢，他爱我们每一个人是不讲情面的。
Without us doing anything.
不偏待人的，我们不做任何的事情，他照样爱我们。
When we are at our best.
那在我们很好的时候，他也爱我们。
He loves us.
他也爱我们。
When we are at our misery,
在我们非常凄惨的境界，他也爱我们。
We love, he loves us. When we are sinners, he loves us.
我们是罪人的时候，他爱我们。
And even when we are his enemy,
甚至我们是他敌人的时候，他就爱了我们。
The Bible in Romans chapter 5 said, "When in the nick of time, in the right time."
在罗马书第五章讲到，在时候满足的时候
，When we are weak and sinful，
我们甚至软弱并且有罪性的时候
，Christ died for us，
耶稣就为我们死了。
Remember when we are weak and sinful, not when we are strong and righteous。
这里讲到呢，我们在有罪性而且是软弱的时候，而不是说我们很正义或者很健康的时候。
When we are godless。
甚至在我们就是说不认识神的时候
，and ignorant about God，
啊，甚至在就是说忽略神的时候
，He died for us，
他就为我们死了。
More than that，
更重要的是
，When we are His enemy，
甚至我们是他敌人的时候
against him，
甚至在反对他的时候
betray him，
甚至在出卖他的时候
sin against him，
甚至在这个犯罪得罪他的时候
antagonistic against him，
甚至好多时候讽刺嘲讽他的时候
insult him，
甚至在这个侮辱他的时候
he died for us，
甚至他就为我们死了。
And that's why God's love demonstrated through Jesus Christ。
所以神的爱通过他的儿子就此显明了。
The best person，
那世界上最好的人。
Died for the worst sinner，
为这个世上最坏的人。
The best person，
一个好的人。
What's the betrayer's name？
就是甚至那些出卖我们的人。
That's the kind of love God wants you to have。
神就是要让我们去爱，这是神要的爱。
We must have。
我们而且必须要有。
We have to have。
而且我们不得不有。
Why？
为什么
？Because we are God's children。
因为我们是神的儿女。
If we are God's children, what distinguishes us from the other？
就是我们作为神的儿女和别人有什么区别呢
？John chapter 14。
在约翰福音十四章讲。
Jesus said。
耶稣说。
I give you a new command。
我要给你一个新的命令。
You must love each other。
你们要彼此相爱。
Yes, I have loved you。
就像我爱你一样。
That's the new command。
这是一个新的命令。
You said, does the Bible already say in the Old Testament you must love your neighbor as yourself？
那当然，在旧约里面讲到呢，你要爱邻居如爱自己。
But really careful。
但是要小心。
You must love each other。
那我们必须要彼此相爱。
Yes，
就像
I have loved you，
就像我爱了你们。
The standard, the new order command is the standard。
这个新的命令的这个一个标准。
He elevate all the ethical standard，
就把整个的道德的标准提升起来。
To love the enemy and die for the sin。
就是为罪人而死，为罪。
Die for the unlovable，
他为那些不可爱的人而死。
Die for the undeserved，
为那些不值得的人。
Suffer for the one who opposes him，
甚至为那些反对他的人、敌人。
Suffer the one who insults him，
为那些来羞辱他的人来受苦。
When he died, said, God forgave them because they did not know what they're doing。
他在十字架上死的时候，他说：“神啊，原谅他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。”
That's the last prayer Jesus offered。
这是耶稣在地上最后一个祷告。
That's the kind of love I want you to have。
这就是神要你和我有的爱。
You said it's unreasonable。
你就说那根本就不合理。
Yes, it's not reasonable for the non-believer。
是的，对于不信的人，这是不合理。
Because they're not children of God。
因为他们不是神的儿女。
They don't even come to Christ。
他们还没有认识耶稣。
They don't even know God。
他们还没有认识神。
Their father is their God。
那好多时候，他们的督父就是。
Their greediness is their God。
他们的想的东西就是他们的神。
Their food is their God。
他们的食物就是他们的神。
But not us。
但是不是我们。
This is not our home。
这个地方不是我们的家。
We are here because we prepare for going home。
我们在这个地方，在预备我们进入我们的家。
When we leave Earth，
我们离开这个地球的时候
，we go home。
我们真的去了
eternal home，
在我们永恒的家。
This is only a temporary place。
这是一个我们一个帐篷。
If we invest our time on the eternal thing，
所以我们需要来投资在永恒的事情。
Not the temporary thing。
不要在这个暂时的事情。
What is not eternal is eternally useless。
如果不是永恒的东西呢，在永恒里面是毫无用处。
That's why don't squander your time on useless things。
所以我们今天不要在无用的事情上面来浪费时光。
No matter how much pain you have。
那不管有多少的痛苦。
How much sickness you have。
不管有多少的疾病。
How much trouble you are in。
不光有多少的麻烦，
it's only temporary。
那这都是暂时。
It's like the brings of your mind，
就像炸药一样。
Compared to eternity，
对于永恒来讲
，of a millions of years，
那就是 成千上万年的时间。
Detach yourself。
所以呢，让我们喝这些东西要有一个距离，要用神的眼光来看。
Store your treasure in heaven。
所以我们把财宝积攒在天上。
Except on earth。
不要积攒在地上。
I used to store treasure on earth。
我曾经不断地把财宝积攒在地上。
God changed me。
神改变了我。
I invest in heaven。
我现在在天上。
Because there's a better thing to do。
因为有更好的事。
There's a wiser thing to do。
有更有智慧的事情。
There's a smart thing to do。
更聪明的事情要做。
But the most important thing is God is love. God wants us with His character。
那最重要的事情，神是爱，他要让我们学习有他的品格。
To distinguish us from，
让我们
from the other people who worship no God or other God，
让我们和不认识的人有区别。
So the first the new command is you must love your enemy。Love the unloving, not the unlovable. As I have loved you, because you were my enemy before, and deserved unlovable before.
所以新的命令的第一条就是说，你要爱那些罪人，那些不配得的人。
That's a new command.
这就是新的命令。
If anyone's in Christ, this Galatians chapter 5.
在这个格林多前书第五章里面特别的讲到，如果有人在基督里
If anyone's in Christ，
有人在基督里
He's a new creation，
他就是新造的人。
He's a new creation，
他就是新造的。
The old has passed，
旧的一过
The new has come，
都变成新的了。
Remember when he said that is anyone in Christ， if anyone is Christ he's in if anyone in Christ's love，
就说当他说有人在基督里，就是在基督的爱。
Christ unconditional and gracious love，
就是在耶稣基督无条件这样一个大爱。
For even the enemy，
甚至是对敌人的爱。
That is the new creation，
这是新的创造在我们的里面。
It's our new love。
是我们新的爱。
The love not only for the good friend，
也不仅仅是对你好朋友的爱。
For your bad friends，
啊，甚至对你那些不好的朋友的爱。
Not for your good boss，
不仅仅对你好的老板的爱。
For your bad boss，
也是对你那个坏的老板的爱。
Not for the good wife or husband，
不仅仅是你好的太太先生的爱。
For the bad wife or husband，
也是对你的坏的。
Because that's how God has loved.
因为这是神怎么样爱我。
Matthew chapter 18.
那马太福音十八章特别的讲到。
It talk about we owe God $20 million, like we owe God's love, like a $20 million debt.
这里讲到呢，就是我们欠神，就像欠了这个两千万的银子，
yeah.
很大的一笔数目。
And God forgave.
那神呢就宽恕了。
That's called a parable on mercy sharing。
那那个地方呢就讲到把这个名字叫做
不义的
不义的仆人的比喻。
He owes so much, his master forgave him。
他欠了他的这个主人那么多的。
And he turned around。
但是呢，他突然转过身去。
And his friend owed him $20。
但是呢，他的朋友欠他$20。
And he warned him to pay him right away。
他就要他一定要还掉。
Or put him in jail。
不然我就把你下到监狱。
And the Bible said，
圣经就讲到
，You are wicked servant。
你是一个恶仆人。
Unrighteous servant。
啊，你是一个非常不义的人。
If you are unmerciful with your neighbor or your friend。
如果你对你的朋友、对你的邻居有怜悯心的话
，If you don't have this merciful heart，
如果你没有这样一个怜悯的心肠
，My Father in heaven， I will not have mercy on you either。
说这天上的父亲也不会有怜悯的心肠来待你。
And he put him in jail again。
那这主人就把他也关起来。
Now that's a serious parable。
那这个是一个非常严肃的一个
Because the Bible says, if you don't forgive your friend from your heart,
那圣经呢讲的，你如果不从心里面饶恕你的朋友
，including the money，
也包括就是财富上面
，including your attitude，
包括你在态度上面欠的债
，everything from your heart means everything，
从你的心里面包括所有
，sincere
就是要认真的。
My Father in heaven will not forgive you either。
天上的父呢也不会饶恕。
That's the Lord's prayer too。
这是在主导里面也是这样讲。
Forgive our debtors。
你要宽恕欠你债。
Sorry, forgive our debts。
你要来宽恕那些欠你债的人。
As we have forgiven our debtors。
就像我宽恕了别人的债，请你也宽恕我的债。
We forgot, you know, actually we stop here in the Lord's Prayer, actually at the bottom that we state this statement. It says, if you don't forgive, your Heavenly Father will not forgive you either.
在这个主导文的最后呢，有两件经文，就是如果你不赦免别人的话呢，天上的父也不赦免。
If you forgive from your heart, your Heavenly Father will forgive too.
如果你从心里面宽恕别人，天上的父也会宽恕你。
Now, Paul even go further in Romans chapter 13.
在这个罗马书十三章，保罗就更加的来阐述。
You must forgive everyone, including good people, bad people, because that's God will have the sun and the rain. He gave it to good or bad people regardless.
那里就讲到呢，你要宽恕所有的人，就像神见一个义人，也见一个不义的人。给阳光呢普照世人，好人坏人他都照。
You must forgive your enemy too.
所以你要宽恕你的敌人。
The one who opposes you.
那些跟你作对的人。
Because that's how God wants us to be. It's like owing them.
那神要我们这样做，好像我们欠了神的一样。
It's an obligation never ending, debt.
好像是我们永远欠着神的一个债。
Now that's a new concept.
这也是一个新的概念。
Instead of you do him a favor, forgive him, and also you say, hey, I don't count you, I still love you unconditionally. It's now you owe him actually.
那不是我们在爱了别人就来表功，而是说我们真的是在欠着债。
You owe everyone, including your enemy. You must love him because you owe him.
那你要爱你的。因为你真的欠了他。
How does it come about?
那这是怎么回事呢？
But the parable of unmerciful servant actually really explored very correctly.
我们如果再回到马太福音十八章五连里的这个仆人比喻呢？
Because we owe God.
因为我们欠神的。
We pay that to people.
那我们付出呢，就是付在这人的身上。
God said, "Okay, I forgive your debt."
神说：“我，赦免你的债。
”But you must forgive your enemy's debt.
你也要赦免敌人的债。
So look like God is sending you to collect them.
那好像是神差派他来从你这来收这个债务。
So when we look at it this way, hey, actually we can love our enemy.
那如果我们用这种眼光去看的话，我们会说：“哎，其实我可以爱我的敌人。”
First, Jesus demonstrated he can love his enemy.
第一个呢，耶稣他已经来表现出来他能够来爱他的敌人。
Then we got children.
那然后呢，我们是神的孩子。
Like Jesus.
在耶稣基督里面，像耶稣一样。
We must be able to do that.
我们也能够。
Why? Because Romans chapter 5, the Holy Spirit pour into our heart.
因为罗马书第五章讲。因为圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
But use a passive voice.
但是呢，那个地方用一个被动的语态。
May the Holy Spirit, the love of Holy Spirit, has been poured out into our heart.
就是说，神圣灵的爱呢，被浇灌在我们的心里。
When you believe Christ,
当你信耶稣的时候
，God put this love, this the gift of Holy Spirit in you.
神就把这一个以圣灵来的爱。浇灌在你的心里。
The Holy Spirit of love.
那圣灵是爱的。
Meaning.
那最主要的是爱。
Without them.
没有这个。
We cannot love.
我们没有爱。
My brother and sister.
我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
This is the secret.
这就是秘密。
The secret how you can love.
那我们为什么能够去爱？
Because God's love is in us.
因为神的爱在我们的里面。
Quietly.
是很温柔的。
Secretly.
很秘密的。
Gently.
很温柔的。
Powerfully.
也是非常有力的。
Keep empowering us.
不断地来这个给我们能力。
Successfully.
而且非常成功的。
Yes, you can do it.
所以你能够做。
Yes, you can do it.
所以你能够做。
But you just do it.
你需要做。
Just do it. It's like a Nike slogan.
那就是Just do it. 就做吧。这好像是一个口号。
Because you have it already.
因为你已经有。
Because that's a gift.
那这是一个礼物。
Without that, you cannot do that.
那如果没有神的礼物，我们。
God believe will not do that.
那所以不信的人没法做。
Other people they read book who cannot do that is a philosophy.
很多人读了很多的书，读了哲学的书，但是做不了，因为那只是一个。
But this is you. That's life. That's in you.
那对我们来讲，这是生命在我们的里头。
It's a power of life.
这是神的能力在我们的里面，生命的能力。
It's not artificial power.
那这不是人造的一种东西。
It's a real plan. The plan is love into your heart.
是神真正的计划，他把那个爱呢，在置在我们的心里。
Not a little bit.
不仅仅是一点点。
Not 50%.
不是五十。
It's a 100%.
这是百分之百的。
In the little seed.
但是呢，在这个小的种子里面，
啊，
你种了，
in the soil,
你种在土壤里，
water,
你开始浇灌，
have the sunshine on it,
然后帮忙阳光普照，
and take care of it,
那帮忙以后呢，
cultivate it,
就来栽培，
it become a beautiful plant,
最后就变成一个非
常 the beautiful plant become a beautiful garden,
好的这个植物最后就变成一个花园。
God want you to put.Your effort into that because that's not automatic. The gifts are automatic. The seed is automatic. But the result is not automatic.
所以神也要你把精力花在其上来栽培，但不是自然的一件事情。
That's why
种子是自然，
that's why in the church,
水是自然的，阳光是自然的。
In the church, you see, wow, some people they seems like they progress. You know, some people they like a non-believer. They don't know what love is.Some people, you know, they go to Africa to die for Christ, and some people, they're still making money as a Christian. Hey, I just want to have all the money, you know, and there enjoy the world.
所以呢，你会看到呢，就是说，为什么看到教会呢？有的人呢，哇，在神的爱里面拼命的成长，完了去非洲传福音为主而死。有的人呢，在这个地方，好像不幸的人一样，拼命赚钱，就是自己要天国。
Why people set their mind on earth?
为什么有的人就把那个？仰慕寄托在地上，那放在地上，在这个物质的东西上。
I was like this.
我曾经如此。
But now there's a better thing to do. Eternal thing, store treasure in heaven.
那今天呢，我有更好的事情要做，我要把财宝寄藏在天上。
Set your mind, set your heart out.
所以把你的心思意念呢，
in the heavenly thing.
啊，集中在天上的事。
Because that's where the real treasure is.
那是真正的财宝所在。
And the mirror of the gospel is love.
那个精髓就是这个福音的精髓就是爱。
That's the essence.
那是一个精髓。
God is love. Jesus is love.
神就是爱，耶稣是爱。
We must be love itself.
我们也要成为爱。
Not just the love. We must be love itself.
我们不仅仅要去爱，而且我
们
要成为爱，要成为爱。
Because that's God's love.
这就是神的爱。
When we are like God,
当我们越来越像神的时候，
it means God wants us to be like Him.
神要我们要像。
The Bible says we must conform to the image of Christ.
那圣经上讲呢，我们要越来越活成耶稣基督的样式。
That's the purpose of life.
那这是生命的意义。
To be a Christian is to be Christ-like.
就是成为一个基督徒，就是要成为耶稣的。榜样，要学习耶稣的榜样。
And love like Jesus.
非常简单的一个定义。
And love the fulfillment of the law.
像耶稣一样去爱。
You focus on love.
当我们爱的时候，
就完成
一切的命令。
aim at love.
我们的目标如果是爱，
live a style of love.
那过一个爱的一个生活。
Love is supreme.
那这个爱是超越一切的。
If you love, everybody recognize you are the children of God.
但是你真正去爱的时候呢，就是人就认出你是神的儿女。
So now it's becoming reasonable. We can love our enemy.
现在我们知道这是可以的，是合理的。我们要去爱我们的敌人。
Love the unlovable.
要爱那些不可爱的。
Love the undeserving.
爱那些不配得的人。
But who is our enemy?
谁是我们的敌人？
You say, hey, this is my enemy. He's been picking on me all the time.
你说那个人就是我的敌人，他常常
我看不起，
在我的公司里面。
And this is in this industry. He and me, the competitor. He's my enemy.
哦，他是我的竞争的对手，是我的敌人。
At home,
在家里面。
I tell you secret. My wife is my enemy.
在家里面，我的太太是我的敌人。
告诉 tell me everything I don't want like him.
他就告诉我不喜欢听的话。
And even nobody tell me that he tell me he bring out all the history.
那甚至我都忘记过去了，他把我说进的过去都会忘记了。
The history of the mistake I ever make, you know, he she brought it up every time.
我过去曾经犯所有的错误，他都能够把它提起来。
It hurts.
那这个东西对我来说会有伤害的。
Yeah, word can be very hurtful.
好多时候话语会伤害人。
But some say my husband is my enemy.
好，有的人说我的先生就是我的敌人。
He doesn't let me do anything.
他不让我做任何的东西。
He said my cooking is lousy. My cooking is lousy.
哦，是他就说我的做饭不好吃。
Yeah, the other one do better.
另外一个
compare
做得更好。
My husband is my enemy because, you know, he always criticizes me. I have no ego anymore.
所以就是我的先生呢，就是我的敌人。我现在连一点的动力都没有了。
And then suddenly we talk about at work.
就开始在讲这个做事情。
The boss, you know, doesn't like me anymore.
这个老板不喜欢我了。
He loves the new guy.
他喜欢新来的那个。
He's smarter, he's better.
他又聪明，又能干。
Now he criticized me all the time.
这个老板常常来跟我。
Suddenly become my enemy.
那个人突然就变成了我的敌人。
That's not fair. I've been contributing to the company for so many years.
我对这个公司做了巨大的贡献，多少年
？God, like it's not fair.
这非常不公平。
We are all kind of company.
我们会有很多的怨气。
We find out the enemy is not someone actually really exists consistently in one person.
那我们发现我们的敌人呢，不仅仅是一个人，那很多人。
We find out our enemies everywhere, including in our family, in our children, in our bosses. At one point and the other, they are our enemy.
突然发现我们的敌人到处都是，在家里面，在工作的场所，老板，这个老板。
They want to oppose us.
那就是那一个跟我作对的人。
Put down us,
把我们贬低的人
，I'm miserable.
他我们让我们变得，生活很悲惨。
Actually, that's true.
那这个也好像是真的。
Because everywhere you have people criticize you, judge you, condemn you without understanding situation, then including the one who close to us.
那这走到哪里，你就发现人呢，有人弄断你，有人做这个，甚至跟我们很亲近的人。
You find your enemies is more often you can encounter than you think.
你突然发现了你的敌人比你想象的还要多。
Then you keep counting your enemy is a whole list.
那你开始数你的敌人的时候呢，就是哇一个很长的名单。
But we miss one name.
但是我们呢，忘记了一个名字。
This is, you know who is that person?
这个名字是谁呢
？Ourselves.
就是我们自己。
We sometimes are the enemy to other people too.
我们其实就是别人的敌人。
We forgot.
我们忘记了。
God did not forget.
那但是呢，神没有忘记。
We look at other people.
我们在看别人的时候。
Forgot to look at ourselves.
但是我们忘记看我们自己。
God is fair.
那神呢，很公平。
He looks from above.
那他从上头看。
That is, there's no rules.
那上头看他没有这个。
He sees everybody.
他把每一个人都看得很清楚。
Including you.
他也看清楚你。
Other people shipwreck on you.
那别人，
成神，这神成啊，就是 shipwreck。
哦，别人，
让你的缘故，
因你的缘故呢，他们成船了。
Yeah, that is a Western saying, right? Shipwreck.
Shipwreck.
Right on what your mistake.
因着你的错误，他成船。
Not just you shipwreck on other people's mistake.
你不仅仅是让别人翻船。
You say, hey, my career is finished because of him.
你有时候觉得别人让你成船，
你说 you forgot sometimes you want other people carry it.
我因着他让我成船，也我们但是不记得，我们让别人也成船。
My friend, we are no better.
其实朋友们，我们没有谁比谁
强。We are the person except for the same time.
那我们呢？都半斤八两。
Not until we have this insight.
除非我们有这样的看见。
We will not forgive any.
除非有这样的看见，我们不能狂说。
Because we have forgive ourselves too.
因为我们也要必须狂说自己。
We must forgive ourselves, our enemy, everyone.
我们要狂说自己，我们的敌人。
So now enemy is more familiar. You can see now actually you live in one of the body of the enemy.
那现在我们可以看到很多的敌人，好像我们生活在一个敌人的圈子里。
Now that's why Jesus loved the enemy as yourself.
所以呢，耶稣说你要爱你的敌人，就像爱你自己一样。
Not only that's reasonable.
那这个是合理的。
That's a reasonable command.
这是一个合理的。
Because Jesus did that.
因为耶稣做了这个。
We must do it as children of God.
我们需要这样来做。
And also, we hurt each other.We must forgive each other.
我们彼此会有伤害，我们彼此要来宽恕。
We're each other's enemy.
那我们称为可能是彼此的敌人。
A certain point.
在某种意义上。
The next thing we talk about is how we're going to do about that.
那我们怎么样来处理这些呢？
In the Bible, it tells us how. There's a five step.
在这个圣经里面呢，告诉我们怎么样去做，一个步骤。
Five passive step, five post proactive step to correct the problem.
有五个呢是被动的方式，五个是主动的。
To love your enemy.
你要怎么样爱你的敌人
？Actually, probably you have to bring to practice tomorrow.
那我觉得你明天必须要来实践它。
Because that's beneficial to you.
因为这个对你来说很有益处。
Glorify God.
也能够容身
，actually reduce your anxiety level，
也让你的这个anxiety level 也降低。
对，没有焦虑。
焦虑。
Yeah. Because when you hate someone，
因为你在恨别人的时候
，or being hated by someone，
或者被人所恨的时候
，that's a lot of energy blow。
啊，你知道，那要耗费巨大的能量。
When you face complain about someone who ruined my life or someone did something to me, you still thinking about the person your life is ruined to.
那你知道，当你想到别人对你的坏处，他怎么样来破坏我的生活，这个都要花很多的力气，因为你集中在别人的身上。
If all that you think about is negative energy, your life is miserable.
如果你常常想到这种负能量的话，你的生命充满了悲惨。
Think about bad things, everything.Not fair, you know. Your life actually ruined by you. You're self-defeated.
你如果老想着，哎呦，这个也不公平，那个也很糟糕啊，那你自己就把自己的生活。
Jesus on you, God wants you to get out of this misery.
那耶稣呢？要让你，神要让你从这一个悲惨的境地里。
Loving your enemy will give you love, joy, peace.
当你爱你仇敌的时候呢，神会给你喜乐、平安和爱。
You have no more enemy.
就没有敌人了。
You have only love.
你只有爱。
And good work.
爱和好。
Think about a good thing.
那常常想到一些善行。
Hope.
盼望。
Faith.
信心。
And all these things.
所有这些。
It's the happiness of life.
这就是生命里面的祝福和喜乐和幸福。
God is doing you a favor to command you to love your enemy.
那生呢，就是为了你 好处的缘故呢，他要让你爱你的仇敌。
And also he provide how five step passively, five step actively.
他也呢就是给了我们一些办法，怎么样真的去能够这样去。
And also is very easy simple step.
也是一些非常简单的方法。
No nuclear physics.
那不是一个要做核物理的论文。
Right, he's, Pastor Man spent over a year to get his PhD in nuclear physics.
王炳牧师花了很多年去要写这个核物理的论文。
Here we need only spend 5 minutes to understand it.
所以现在我们只需要5分钟，我们就明白。
Because Holy Spirit in you,
因为圣灵在你的里。
If the Holy Spirit not in you, you can't do it. The lifetime you still don't understand.
如果圣灵不在你的里面，一生你都不明白。
God already jumps down for you, then we are ready to learn.
神已经给你点火，让你能够来接受。
Okay, let's look at Matthew chapter 5.
看看马太福音第五章。
Start at 38.
第五章。
And finish at 48.
第五章三十八节。
About the love for enemies.
第五章三十八节讲到爱你的仇敌。
So we can read together, Alvin, already there, right? Matthew chapter 5, 38. An eye for an eye, starting.
我们听见有话说，以牙以眼还眼，以牙还牙。这是我告诉你们，不要与恶人作对。有人打你的右脸，连左脸也转过来由他打。有人想告你，要拿你的礼衣，连外衣也由他拿去。有人墙壁里走一里路，你就同他走二里。有求你的就给他，有向你借贷的不可推辞。你们听见有话说，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告，这样就可以做你们天父的儿子。因为他叫日头照好人，也照呆人，见于义人，也给不义的人。你们若当爱那爱你们的人，有什么赏赐呢？就是税吏不也是这样行吗？你们若当请你弟兄的安，别人有什么长处呢？就是外邦人不也是这样行吗？所以你们要完全，像你们的天父完全一样。
Luke chapter 6,
路加福音第六章
27 to 36,
第六章27节。
And Luke will elaborate a little bit more and use different terms. Instead of perfect, use of merciful.
第六章二十七节讲到，只是我告诉你们这听道的人，你们的仇敌要爱他，恨你们的要待他好，咒诅你们的要为他祝福，凌辱你们的要为他祷告。
够了。
有人打你这边的脸，那边的脸也由他打。有人夺你的外衣，连礼衣也由他拿去。但求你的就给他。有人夺你的东西去，不用再要回来。你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人。你们若当爱那爱你们的人，有什么可称谢的呢？就是罪人也爱那爱他们的人。你们若善待那善待你们的人，有什么可称谢的呢？就是罪人也是这样行。你们若借给人自问从他收回，有什么可称谢的呢？就是罪人也借给人要入数收回。你们倒要爱仇敌，也要善待他们，并要借贷给人，不自忘偿还，你们的赏赐就必大，你们也必做至高者的儿子，因为他恩待那忘恩和作恶的人。你们要慈悲，像你们的父慈悲一样。
The essence of Christian love is what in these two passages of Jesus teaching.
这个基督的爱就在这两段经文里面显明。
This is the pinnacle of the ethic.
那这就是这个我们所谓的道德的一个高峰。
And virtues.
那就是这个道德的标
准。That's the highest in other books you couldn't find anywhere in the world.
你在任何世界上的书里面不能找到这个。
You may forget, but no one talks about love your enemy.
那我们可能会。忘记这些经文，而人不再去谈论爱你的仇敌。
The greatest thinker like Plato, Aristotle, they never have this kind of thing.
那些 哲学家像柏拉图啊、亚里士多德，他们不会讲这些东西。
All these great philosophers, Francis Bacon, all these cheap posts, they never thought of this.
那些Francis, 还有很多的大哲学家，他们也不会讲这些东西。
You can't find it anywhere.
也从任何地方不会找到。
It's in the Bible.
这是在圣经里。
God tells you.
那是什么就告诉你。
How to love your enemy.
没有我们怎么样爱我们的仇敌。
As yourself.
就像爱你自己。
Love your enemy as he is too.
啊，就是你要按他的本性来爱他。
Okay, that's my step there. The first step.
第一个。
We're going to read the Matthew. Go back to Matthew chapter 5:38.
回到马太福音第五章三十八节。
Okay, one more time.
你们听见一句话说
Start at 39. Do not resist an evil person.
不要与作恶的恶人作对。
If someone lets you on right, you turn to the left.
有人打你的右脸，脸左脸也转。
If he wants something from you, you give him more.
如果他要，想要
40.
Force
you to do something more, you do double.
有人就说你要做超过。
Give him. Don't expect to get it back.
给他，求你的就给他。
Now we must understand that in this culture of Roman world, the Roman soldier frequently asked the other people under his subjection.They have to do certain things. Like the Roman soldier can ask you to carry his stuff for another mile.
那个时候的背景呢，就是罗马的士兵呢，他对这些民众呢，平民就他会压迫他们，让他们经常背重担啊，背包袱从这个地方背到另外一个地方。
That's legal.
那个是好像是合法的。
And the Jewish people under a lot of oppression.
那个时候
at the time,
这个犹太人呢，在这样的压迫下面。
Because they're in an occupied territory.
因为他们是被殖民的。
So if you understand this culture, this happens every day.
那如果你明白这样一个文化环境的话呢，这个天天都发生。
Every day they have learned how to love the enemy.
那每天他们都在学习怎么样爱他们。
This enemy is not for fun, they're soldiers.
那这些敌人呢，不是随便的。
They can put you in jail.
他们是那些带枪的士兵。
This is real.
放在监狱里面，这是很真实。
By the same token, when you work place, you know your boss can fire you.
当然，在你工作的地方，你知道你的老板会炒你鱿鱼。
And in China, even worse, they can fire you instantly.
在中国就更糟糕，他会当场就会把你辞掉。
But the principle is the same.
但是呢，原则是一样的。
From here, we divide five principles there.
那这里呢，有五个步骤。
You can apply in your daily life.
你每一天你都可以这样去做。
The first principle is, do not resist evil with evil.
那第一个呢，不要以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
Verse 39. Because if you resist, you must use force. When you use force, you hurt the other person. Do not resist.
你要跟恶人作对，你就要用暴力。你要用暴力，没有什么好处。
Mean you don't fight.
也就是你不要用暴力相待。
Maybe people call you coward, but the Bible teaching is don't fight.
也就是这个地方呢，神的这个教导就是不要去作对。
Otherwise, you don't need to believe Jesus. An eye for an eye, you know what's the point?
你知道眼睛一眼还眼，一牙还牙，最终结果如何
？Where's the love?
有什么爱呢
？So the first thing is do not resist means endure the suffering.
那不要与恶人作对，意思就是说，在这个地方要来忍。
Because we obey God's command, we know God's command is good. He's always right.
那我们来遵从神的这个诫命呢？我们知道他的诫命。
By enduring,
在这个忍耐的同时呢
，you don't commit any crime.
你就不会进入一个犯罪。
That's why actually, my lawyer told me.
那所以我的这个律师呢，告诉我
When someone wants to rob my business,
有人来要抢劫我的
生意，
我说你不要去来跟他作对。
Give the money,
你就给他钱。
Because if you hurt him, he can sue you.
那如果你把他打伤了呢，他就开始告你。
See?
明白。
That's a point, you know, from God's perspective. It means if you hurt someone with force, excessively kill someone, still go to jail.
那如果你要跟他作对的话，你最后呢也会进到监狱。
You spend all money on lawyer, on all kind of thing, go to court. After so many years, they decide that you still guilty, that you go to jail for 10 years. You ruin your best one.
所以你花钱请律师为你辩护，花了很多钱，很多年之后，最后发现还是判你有罪。
That's always Jesus always says, "There's no point to use violence against violence."
所以呢，耶稣一直告诉大家不要来用暴力的方式来作对。
Now some lawyer, you know, some legal people say, "Hey, Jesus is very smart."
所以好多的律师说呢，这个耶稣很聪明。
On the surface, it looks pretty stupid, right? But he's smart. This is smart.
在这个表面上看的话，好像非常的弱。
The first step is passively, don't do anything, endure the suffering.
那第一个呢，就是被动的，你要不要做对，你要来忍受。
Rather be hurt.
那甚至更情愿是被打，被伤。
At least we don't hurt people.
那至少我们不会去伤
害。Of course, you have to protect as much as you can, right?
当然，你自己要保护，尽量的保护自己。
Second,
第二
even worse.
那这样的话
if someone slap you on the right, turn to him the other cheek.
这里说呢，有人打你的右脸，把左脸转过来。
If you want to take your shirt, he probably will take your coat too.
他如果拿你的礼衣，两倍也由他拿去。
And Jesus teaches us. Jesus teaching us.
这是耶稣的。
Not only endure,
不仅仅是要忍，被动的忍受。
And do more,
你要做更多。
Ready, the evil is getting worse. The evil done to you will be getting worse.
那有时候就是说，这些恶临到你的身上好像更多。
The first is endure.
第一个是忍受。
Second, endure even more.
那第二个呢要。自己要做正面的更多
prepare
你要预备你自己
prepare go deeper
你预备要走得更深
suffer
啊，更多的承受
it's ok God to you
受苦那是战争呢it's ok
because the outcome is much better than you fight back
因为结果呢要比你要做对的结果要好得多
again you don't do nothing
当然你不是要什么都不做
Actually, not you don't do not you wait for God.
那你会来等候神。
Because God said,
因为神说
，Do not repay evil, do not retaliate.
说不要去来报复。
Leave room for my wrath.
那由神来伸冤。
It is I avenge.
说神会伸冤。
He will be the one who will do justice for you. You don't need to do anything.
神是公义的神，他会来。
He knows.
他知道。
He's watching.
他在看着。
Psalm 33, he's watching everybody.
他在看着每一个人。
Looks like nobody have a roof on top. He's watching you, not watching you, watching your heart.
那每一个人呢，其实上面都没有天花板，神一直在看着你，看着你的心。
Even your body is concerned from God's perspective. He can see your heart.
那虽然我们有一个神体，但是神会看到我们的心脏。
See your thinking.
他在看到我们的思想。
He know your motive.
他看到我们的动机。
God knows everything.
他知道一切。
That's why he asks. His command based on he knows everything.
因为他的一切的命令都在基于他知道一切。
He's always right.
他也是永远是对的。
You and me always wrong.
你和我呢都是不对的。
A smart guy, a smart girl is follow his instruction.
那所以呢，聪明的男士女士呢就要来跟随耶稣讲的东西。
First and do, second and do more. Thirdly is we already talk about not to repay evil with evil.
那第三个呢，就是我们 第一个就是讲到不要要忍受，第二个要更多，第三个呢，不要
以恶报恶，
以恶报恶
啊，那种也可以以否以否。Not only that，
不仅如此
，Not to curse，
也不要去咒诅。
Sometimes we curse people，
有时候我们去咒诅。
No, when you curse, your spirit is bitter。
那当你在咒诅别人的时候，你的灵里面其实是苦毒的。
It's worse to punch you。
那其实呢，坏过你用拳头。
Because in your quiet time, you curse.
那你在那个安静的时候，你开始咒诅他。
Your time spending cursing people instead of loving people, and you don't have time for your son, you don't have time for other things, you just cursing, then your spirit is destroyed.
你花时间拼命去苦读的咒诅别人，你没有时间花给你的儿女，没有时间做这个做那个。
You lose your health.
最后呢，失去了健康。
So being an enemy is miserable.
所以呢，你要有敌人呢，你要去搞你的敌人呢，是非常非常的。
Not only that, if you are the enemy, you are miserable. If other people is your enemy, they are miserable too.
那如果你是别人的敌人，也是非常的悲惨。如果别人是你的敌人，也是同样。
So we must have sympathy for them.
所以呢，我们要有对人的一个理解和
同情。Because actually, your enemy
is
suffering.
因为即使你的敌人，他也在受苦。
He is bitter inside.
其实他里面也是有苦。
He is annoyed, he's stressful.
他也是有这样的焦虑。
And we need to do something.
那我们需要来做一些事情。
To help him actually.
那甚至要去帮助他。
Because you look at this as sickness and disease and sinful.
你会看到这确实是一种疾病一样。
Now you feel sorry for him. Feel sorry for him.
你会为他感到这个难过。
Now that's the starting with the compassion sympathy. Now we can start to love the enemy.
所以呢，我们不仅仅是从一个怜悯的心肠开始，我们现在开始慢慢的有爱了。
The next thing is not to hate.
那另外一个呢，就不要去仇恨他。
This is five steps.We already have five passages there. You don't have to do anything. Basically, you just depend on God, right?、Mm. And ask God to do the rest.
就是五个步骤呢，是被动的，你就是不要去做，让神来做。
Sometimes do less, accomplish more.
好多时候呢，你做的少会成就的更多。
Sometimes you do nothing.
有些时候你做不要做任何的事情。
Accomplish everything.
你发现你会成就所有的事情。
Only with God's help.
所以在神的这个帮助下。
Now we look at the other five steps. Proactive step. You have to do something. Not doing something is good. Don't steal is good. Don't steal is not your life. You have to do something good. Okay.
那我们讲到这个被动的这些呢，挺好。就像不要偷盗是好的，但是呢，我们还要做一些事情。
What we want to do?
我们要做什么呢
？Okay. We go to the mainly is the.Luke chapter 6 now.
就到路加福音第六章。
Similar to Matthew chapter 5, but chapter 6 gives you more details.
所以呢，路加福音第六章给更多
的
阐述，就是29节。
29. But to you who are listening, I say, love your enemy.
这里讲到就是爱你的仇敌。
Love your enemy means God wants you to love the unconditional love from your heart. Love him as he is.
那二十七节就讲到呢，就是爱你的仇敌，要爱他，就是爱他，按照他的本相来爱他。
Don't come to him or talk to him and try to change him.
就是不要拼命的要讲，要他改变。
First, accept him as he is.
那第一个呢，你要接纳他。
Love him as he is.
爱他就是按照他的本相。
Everybody love people accept him.Or help.
第一步步骤就是你要来接纳他。
The first principle of relationship is acceptance and peace.
第一个爱的一个原则呢，你就是要来接纳人。
Just we have a dialogue. We have a dialogue to work things out.
那下面呢，你可以跟他对话。
Not to change.
把事情。
The worst thing always comes to change. Come to relationship. The first thing you must change.
那最坏的、最糟糕的人和人之间的关系呢？第一讲话就要改变别人。
Because Jesus loved us as we are.
因为耶稣爱我们是按照我们的本性。
Even when I was a sinner.
那甚至我是一个罪人的时候，
I was his enemy.
我曾经是他敌人的时候，他就爱了我。
That's why we must do it to the other, same as Jesus did it to us.
所以我们也要对别人同样的做。
So the second thing is to do good. That is in verse 27. Love your enemy. Do good to those who hate you.
这里讲到了你要要待他好，恨你们的要待他好。
That's if you do good is very straightforward. Say if in your company someone they don't like you every morning, you just say hello, good morning.
那如果做起来也是容易的，如果在公司里面有人对你坏，你早上就打招呼，旁视出来。
A young brother worked in a BMO in a Banner Montreal. He said one guy really doesn't like him. Every time, every morning, he say good morning and smile. He never really respond.
有一个年轻的小伙子说在这个 BMO 工作，有一个他不喜欢他的人常常来，他每一个早上都说 good morning， 但是那个人没有回应。
He continued for a year.
他就做了一年。
He continued to do it for a year.
他坚持做
了。Because he listened to the Bible.
因为他就照着圣经。
And we pray for this gentleman who hopes against him.
我们就为这个他的这个做对的人来祷告。
But what we cannot do, God can do.
那我们发现呢，我们不能做的神真的能做。
But at least we can do one thing, smile.
那我们能做的一件事情就是微笑。
And say good morning.
那可以说，那就早上好。
Or sometimes when we deal with our family member, we say, "Honey, I'm sorry."
在家里面，你可以说，对不起。
But a lot of men don't even say that. Why should I say sorry?
好多的男人呢，不讲 sorry.
Looks like that is the greatest insult to say sorry.
那好像这个说 sorry 是对自己的一种羞辱。
But God will change you.
Shall we pray? 会改变他，如果我们祷告。
So we'll continue to do good.
如果我们继续不断的做好的事情。
Sometimes it happens right away. Sometimes you have to be patient. Sometimes it never happened actually for 10 years. Suddenly it happened.
那有时候你发现立刻有回应，有时候呢，你发现长时间没有回应，有时候发现十年以后才有回应。
Yeah, I do some favor for my neighbor. They have some. Cut it down, we just have a dispute, then we don't talk to each other for months.
我跟的邻居也有一些问题，就是他们树木伐了以后呢，我们有一些争论。
Suddenly, I read the Bible.
所以不讲话。
I'm a Christian. I must love.
我有一天就读到圣经中。
The one who against.
基督徒，我要这样去做。
Because I did something wrong too.
我就说我也就做错了，虽然他也做错了。
Okay, why don't I just remove all his garbage in front of his house and?Maybe you appreciate.
那我就说，我决定了，我自己把这个他房子里面的一些垃圾就清理掉。
The next day he comes to talk to me.
清理掉，他就会来欣赏。但是第二天呢，他给我讲
，Hey, Duncan, you must remove my stuff, right?
You
must have removed my stuff.
他说，你是不是把我的东西
？I thought you don't give me a lawsuit or something.
我想呢，他不会来去诉我。
No, I think he's going to sue you.Because that's the way he asked, right?
但我他
you remove my stuff.
问话的方式好像他要告我一样。
But suddenly he changed his facial expression. He said, "Thank you very much."
但是呢，他的脸色突然变了，大概谢谢。
We become friends right away.
那我们就变成了朋友。
That's so easy.
是很容易。
You just say sorry. You just do something.
那完了以后呢，道歉。完了以后呢，做点事情。
You turn your enemy into friend.
就把你的仇敌变成了。
But actually, from the beginning, they are your friend.
事实上呢，一开始就是你的朋友。
Most enemy at the beginning is your friend.
那所有你的多数的敌人一开始是你的。
Suddenly turn bad.
那为什么突然就变坏了呢
？It's like a example, same thing.
有好多人的这个前夫，那一开始就是朋友吗
？Or ex-wife.
或者是前妻。
They used to be lover.
那曾经是爱人吗
？Suddenly become enemy.
突然怎么变成敌人了
？Actually, all we need to do just say sorry.
其实我们要做的就是要说对不起。
Some people say I've been waiting 50 years for this.
有人说我等了50年等。
What a miserable wasting 50 years.
这是多么悲惨的一件事，要等五 是你的人，听到一句对不起。
But with God's help, you can do it.
那神帮助我们，我们可以做到。
Because God wants to turn the enemy into friends.
那神呢，要我们把仇敌变成我们的朋友。
The best way to destroy enemy.
那最好的要杀掉我们所有仇敌的办法。
To make them your friends.
就是把他们变成朋友。
It's not difficult to do with God's help.
那迎着神的帮助呢，这是不难的一件事情。
It's the Holy Spirit and keep empowering you successfully. You can do successfully.
如果圣灵不断的来加强你的能力，你可以做得很成功。
But you must do something.
这你必须要做一件事情。
You must be proactive.
你必须要积极的、主动。
Do good.
要做好的事情。
If I say hello.
那上次要说一个。
If I say sorry.
或者说对不起。
If I'm not totally your mistake, you admit your part.
啊，那也要承认你自己做错的那一部分。
Then you don't have to worry about him anymore, because at least you don't have the bitter feeling about him. You're free.
那可能立刻没有看到他成为你的朋友，但是呢，你至少你心里面已经释怀了。
I know life is not like that. When you do something for the other people, might not be appreciated.
你知道生活不那么简单，有时候你做了好事，对方不欣赏。
But God said doesn't matter. That's not your problem. It's his problem now.
但是呢，现在神说，现在没关系，这不是你。
That's why we need to do more. At least we get rid of all those negative things, those terrible things inside our system.
那至少我们把我们里面这些苦的、毒的事情清理掉了。
And we become healthy.
我们变成一个健康的人。
Morally,
就是从道德
spiritually,
灵里面。
So next thing we do, the first thing we do.
那第三个要做的呢
？Bless other people,
要来祝福他
，not curse.
不要去咒诅。
Why blessing is good?
为什么祝福很重要？很好。
Blessing means happiness.
其实祝福这个词呢，跟这个幸福很。
Because when you say something blessing other people, something positive, something encouraging,
当时你在祝福别人的时候，就是讲正面的、积极的、造就。
Then your spirit is a spirit of Holy Spirit of joy and love and patience.
你里面的灵呢，就是圣灵呢，它是喜乐、有爱和有忍耐。
Blessing means to give.
这个祝福呢是要给。
And Jesus said, "It's more blessed to give than to receive."
所以祝福呢，就是说耶稣讲的是，使你受更有福。
So that's why blessing is very important.
所以呢，祝福很重要。
And you feel hopeful.
你自己觉得很积极
向上，
积极啊
，power 是
正面
，power inside
啊，里面充满了能力
，positive
啊，正面。
When you blessing, you forgive other people.
那你祝福的时候，你控制了别人。
When we present, we forget about the history.
啊，那这个当我们祝福的时候，我们忘记了历史。
When we present, we forget about the good thing about the person.
当你祝福的时候，你想到对方的好处。
My ex-husband used to be so good to me. He bought 50 roses every week to me.
就想到，可是我的前夫呢，每一周都买15朵玫瑰花给我。
When you think about the good thing, you forget.
如果你想到这些好事，就忘记那些坏事。
You need to think about things that is best, not the worst.
那最起码要想到那些最好的事情，不要。
Just people that their best, not their worst.
啊，你来个看人的时候，看他最好，不要看他。
Because behind the enemy, that's a real person.
因为在你的仇敌的背后呢，其实有一个真实有血有肉的人。
That is love.
那个爱。
That is spirit.
那个里面有爱。
That's a good time.
那个是有正直良
善。That's a kindness.
有良善在。
That's a lot of good things.
有很多好的东西。
The Bible says, think about the good things.
圣经讲的你要想这些良善。
Of other people.
也就像别人良善的东西。
Accept him as he is.
就是要来接纳他，就像按他的榜样来接纳他。
Know that he is suffering too.
你要知道，他也可能在受苦。
Then you start have sympathy.
你就开始来同情。
When you have sympathy for him, you have sympathy for yourself too.
当你能够同情他的时候，你会同情你自己。
Yeah, usually the one who criticize people, they cannot forgive himself.
你觉得好多时候在咒诅别人的弄断别人的人呢，好多时候不能原谅自己。
So more blessed give than to receive.
所以呢，就是施比受
更。It says here, you must bless and not curse.
所以这里讲到呢，要咒诅。
The last thing is most important. The last thing is most important.
最后一个最重要。
Pray for those who mistreat you.
说为那些跟你作对的人来祷告。
Why pray?
为什么要祷告
？Because actually you cannot change the person.
因为你根本就不可能改变那个人。
Only the Holy Spirit can change the person.
只有圣灵才能改变那个人。
Holy Spirit is the one who created the world.
因为圣灵创造了天地。
When the Genesis, you know, in the Bible, when this first sentence is talking about when the world is in dark and in chaos, the Holy Spirit is all over it.
圣经创世记第一章第一节就讲到，当时地是空虚无动，神的灵运行在其上。
God created the world through the Spirit in Jesus Christ.
那神呢，就是创造天地是在耶稣。
And hold them together so they have life.
帮他把它连在一起，让它有生命。
That's why Holy Spirit is the spirit of life too.
所以呢，圣灵就是生命的灵。
That's why without Holy Spirit cannot live a new life.
所以没有圣灵，你不能过新的生活。
The new life is walked by the Spirit.
所以新的生活是要有。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will change the person.
所以我们祷告呢，圣灵要来改变那个人。
Instead of talking to the person more, you talking to God more.
所以呢，不是要跟那个人讲更多的话，你要向神讲更多的话。
You spend your time talking to the Holy Spirit, ask the Holy Spirit to move him.
你给圣灵有更多的交通呢，让圣灵在他的身上动工。
Move their hearts,
在他的心里面动工。
And Holy Spirit listen to every prayer.
那圣灵能听任何一个祷告。
Because Holy Spirit is the one who help you to pray in Romans chapter 8 and correct your prayer and know the will of God. He's going to do it for you.
罗马书第八章讲到呢，圣灵用受者的叹息在替你祷告，为你祷告。
Actually, without the Lord, Holy Spirit intercede according to God's will on behalf of you.
甚至在你不知道的时候，他按照神的旨意在为你代祷。
Your prayer goes through the counseling of the Holy Spirit before it was presented to God.
也就是说，你的祷告呢，先在圣灵那边经过过滤以后呢，再带到父神那边。
That's true prayer.That's why Holy Spirit is the counselor. Holy Spirit is the helper. Holy Spirit is the one, the Spirit of truth.
所以圣灵就是一个保惠师，他是帮助者。
That's why you pray. You pray
in
the Spirit. You pray in the name of Jesus. Talk about the person more than you try to change the person by yourself.
你灵里面祷告，在圣灵里面给父神祷告的时候呢，我们不是用自己。
But only God can change people.
神会改变。
Through the Holy Spirit.
通过圣灵
，move the heart，
运作在他的心
，everywhere，
任何一个地方
，at no time，
没有时空的限制
，it's so powerful，
非常有力。
But Holy Spirit wants you to wait till you have to be patient。
但是圣灵也会要你来忍耐
，because God's time is different from your time。
因为神的这个时间表呢和你的不一样。
That's why love is patience。
所以呢，爱就是恒久忍耐。
Love is perseverance。
爱要这个忍耐的
，Love must wait，
要等待。
You cannot be expect the first day you know a girl say marry me。
那不可能，第一天碰到一个女孩子就说今天你就跟我结婚。
Be patient，
你必须要。
You buy roses，
你需要来买玫瑰。
Pay for a first dinner，
你在感恩节的机会你要付账。
The good wine，
要好的酒。
Last feed，
这
不刀身刀了，多少？
一瓶几千块钱。
You have to pay the price.
你要来花钱。
But the problem, we don't want to wait.
那好多时候呢，我们不愿意等待。
But once you give the best, you don't want to wait.
神要给你最好的，但是有时候我们不等待。
My son wants to grow a little flower.
那我的儿子呢，曾经他要种一朵花。
He said, I want it faster.
我希望他能够长。
Then he put more fertilizer, more water, he died.
就放了更多的肥料，更多的水，结果那花就死掉了。
You cannot rush the process.
那你不可能来改变这一。
You must have faith in God.
你必须对神要有信心。
OK. Okay, remember you have to pray and wait for God's time.
来需要记住，要来祷告，要来等待神的时间。
God's time is unpredictable.
但是神的时间呢，对你来说是不预知的。
Could be tomorrow.
可能是明天。
Could be next week.
可能是下一周。
Could be next 10 years.
或者是十年以后。
Could be never change.
可能是永远也不改变。
But we must have faith in God.
但是我们必须对神要有信心。
We know we can depend on Him.
因为我们知道我们可以依靠他
so pray
所以要祷告
the final process the last step proactive step is the fifth step you must recognize you make peace with the person
那这里讲到呢你必须要懂得怎么样来认真的来要跟对方要来和好
when you have the opportunity
如果有机会
you must make peace
一定要来和好和平
Because we are children of God, we are peacemaker.
因为我们是神的儿女，我们是世人和睦的人。
We are peace lover.
我们是爱和睦、爱和平的人。
Jesus said, "Why we are children called children of God? Because we are the children of peace."
那为什么我们成为神的儿女呢？因为我们是和平之子。
So it's very important we reconcile. God Jesus reconciled us from between us and God.
所以我们要非常的重要的要知道我们要懂得世人和睦因为耶稣让我们和父神和睦
The whole gospel, the good news is that God recognizes with people
真正的福音的精髓就是上帝和人
Because of that we can reconcile with everybody
因为这样呢我们和人也可以和睦
Because God empowers us through the Holy Spirit
因为神通过圣灵给我们力量能够去做
So reconciliation is very important.
所以，世人和睦，和平。
You must find the opportunity.
我们要来找到这样的机会。
To do that.
要这样去做。
And pray for the opportunity.
我们也祷告有这样的机会。
And seek the find a way to come together to say sorry to do something.
我们呢找机会呢，就说来，发现机会呢，能够去和睦，讲这个对不起。
Why is important? Because Jesus put it in the very important principle of worship.
那甚至耶稣就把这个放在这个敬拜的这个重要的位置。
Before we come to the church, Jesus said.
当我们进到教会的时候
，On Sunday,
星期天
，to worship God.
星期天来敬拜他之前。
The Bible says, "If you know someone's against you."
圣经讲的，如果你记得突然想起来有人和你不和睦，做对
，Don't worship.
所以不要来敬拜。
Leave your gift in the altar.
把你的祭物礼物呢，先放在那边祭坛旁边。
Go to reconcile that person.
先去跟那个人呢就和好。
Then you come back.
再回来。
That's how important Jesus put the reconciliation. We must have peace with everybody.
所以呢，神怎么样来看待这个？
Because we're children of peace.
因为我们是和睦之子，和平之子。
So we try to do it. We're not perfect. God knows we're not perfect. We try to do it, and because that is important for us to do, and with God's help, we can do it.
我们虽然知道我们不帮助，但是只要我们愿意迈出一步做的时候呢，神就帮助。
Just remember.Because we have the Holy Spirit inside, that's the gift from God. Nobody has it. It's the greatest gift from God. Then we can do it.
因为就是说，圣灵呢是神最大的恩赐，放在我们的里面，让我们能够去做。
We are His Spirit of love.
他就是爱人。
So we can love our enemy and unconditionally and sincerely.
我们能够爱我们的敌人，能够无条件。
The rest of life will be happiness and love, joy, peace, full of Holy Spirit.
所以你下面的生命呢，你真会发现喜乐、平安和爱。所以
Brother and sister, let's just do it.
的弟兄姐妹，让我们这样去做。
Not just talk about it.
不仅仅是说。Amen.
On Monday, we want to do
it. 星期一我们就这样做。
Everybody do it.
每一个人都做。
Everyone have the someone against them.
那有人都有一些人跟他作对。
You have to start somewhere.
你就从那个地方开始。
With a prayer, with a smile.
那从一个祷告、一个微笑开始。
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Duncan. 大家开始祈求，我们祷告。我们中间有很多的见证，当然有很多的见证。Duncan has a lot of testimony. I believe we have a lot to, in the future, we can share. Now, because of the time, we just, I think, end here. Let's stand up and have some prayer. 我们一起来起立，阿布能不能翻译一下？Lord, we thank you for the message.
主，我们为今天的信息献上感恩。
Thank you for your word.
啊，为今天的信息献上感恩。
Indeed, it is true. 我们为
是，这是真的。
Though according to your word,
当我们按照你的话语
，we turn our enemies into friends.
啊，跟我们的敌人和朋友
，we turn our enemy into our friends.
我们把敌人转化为我们的朋友。
Our bitterness becomes happiness.
苦毒成为成为快乐。
This is not just possible.
这不只是不可能的。
But it is very practical.
这不只是可能的，而且是非常实际的。
And you can always make us do it.
你使我们可以做到。
And we can also to enjoy this process.
我们可以享受这样的过程。
To turn enemy into friends.
化敌为友
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
Let many testimonies come to this altar.
好多见证在这里。
And many people experience this reality.
愿大家都有些经历这样的现实。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
Empower us with your Holy Spirit.
愿你的圣灵给我们加添力量。
First, also remind us we are forgiven.
提醒我们去。去
宽恕。We are forgiven.
首先让我们我们知道我们已经被赦免。
We are truly forgiven.
我们是真的被赦免。
Our sins are truly taken away by Jesus.
我们的罪已经被耶稣基督给除去了。
You do not condemn us anymore.
你不再定罪我们。
You do not hold us accountable anymore.
你不再抓着我们不放过我们。
Instead,
而且
，You empower us with your Holy Spirit.
你却用圣灵给我们加添了力量。
Enable us,
使我们有这个能力。
Give us love,
给我们爱。
Give us peace,
给我们平安。
Give us joy,
给我们喜乐。
And become a blessing for many, many people.
成为许多人的祝福。
Lord, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你。
Fill each one with your Holy Spirit.
你充满每一位，你的圣灵充满每一位。
Because that's your best gift.
这是最好的。
Yourself, your spirit.
你自己。
We open our hearts, open our mouths, big to receive.
敞开我们的口。
Lord, may you bless each one here.
主啊，愿你祝福每一位。
It's great, great blessings.
大大的祝福。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.